Okay, this morning I'm just going to touch on a subject that I was asked about recently by one devotee, and that subject is the addressing ladies by the title Prabhu. Devotee asked me that why is this going on in some parts of ISKCON, and I had to answer that I really didn't know why this practice has been introduced into ISKCON, because it's some kind of new introduction. It didn't exist in Srila Prabhupada's time, didn't exist after Srila Prabhupada's time. To the best of my knowledge, it's come in within the last year or two. And when asked what I thought of it, I told him that I didn't believe it was the right thing. I thought that it was a wrong thing, which doesn't really have any other reference other than Srila Prabhupada, on occasion, calling some of his disciples Prabhu. And that may have been the case, but it wasn't what I experienced when I began to associate with devotees in 1970. But then I was told that all women should be considered as one's own mother. And when I called my wife mother, then I was corrected. No, that's all right. Not your wife. Everyone else, you call them mother. Since then, that's what I've read in Srila Prabhupada's books everywhere, Prabhupada's conversations, lectures. Srila Prabhupada constantly refers to this ideal of women being addressed as mother. It's what's been going on for the last 3 decades, or almost 4 decades in our Krishna consciousness movement. So to me, it's like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. All of a sudden, let's show respect to ladies, and we'll show them respect if we call them Prabhu. I don't think that this is what Srila Prabhupada wants us to do. Srila Prabhupada wants us to practice and follow Vaishnava tradition, which means that an address correlates to the gender. You call a man Mr. Smith, you call his wife Mrs. Smith. You don't call the man's wife Mr. Smith also, just in order to show him same respect. The respect is there, it's inherent in the title that's being given, and mother is no less of a title than Prabhu, but it's correct, it's gender correct. The structure of our Krishna consciousness movement ideal is supposed to be about Varnashram. And Prabhupada continually quotes this Matrivat Padvahareshu from Chanakya Pandit. He calls it Shastra. He says, everyone else, Paradhara, everyone else except for your wife, Matrivat, this is, you call them your mother, you deal with them as your mother. That's meant to be our social interaction. Someone may say, well, in the realms of pure Vaishnavism, transcendental Krishna consciousness, then the designations of the body don't count. That I don't believe that, for one. And second, we're not meant to be acting as if we're on the transcendental platform, even if we are. We're meant to be acting as conditioned souls within a social framework, a Varnashram social framework, and adopting those types of designations and appellations. I don't believe the transcendentalists behave like that, because the references which tradition seems to point to is, for instance, that when we read about Janava Devi, then there's never anywhere that she's, and there's a lot to be read about her in Bhakti Ratnakar and other Vaishnava literature. She's always called Janava Ma, or she's called Sri Ishwari, or she's called Acharya Rani. These are appellations which are gender correct, and they don't cross the grain of cultural norms, social norms. And from what we read about her, even though she was the acharya, even though no doubt she was a transcendentalist, but still, she didn't mix with the men. She didn't eat with the men. She ate separate. She helped. She cooked for them and she served, but she didn't eat with them. We address Srimati Radharani. We don't say Sriman Radharani or Srimad Radharani. We say Srimati, and we say Radharani. We don't say he is Radharana or Radharaj. We say Radharani. I mean, it's even ridiculous just to be discussing it. But anyway, and of course, Srila Prabhupada called ladies, initiated ladies, and gave them spiritual names, called them Devi Dasi. I don't think on any initiation lecture Prabhupada called anyone Prabhu. So it just doesn't really make sense to me that we want to introduce, after all this time, some kind of new practice. And I can't for the life of me understand why actually some people even buy into this. I've heard it even used on the GBC body. I think it's extremely childish. Okay, why did Srila Prabhupada call some ladies like that? I don't know. Why did he call a 5-year-old Gurukul boy Mr. Dwarkadish? Did he imply that we're supposed to be calling all of the Gurukul children Mr.? Of course not. It wouldn't be good for them. It makes ISKCON a laughingstock. It is not something that's done. Children are not called Mr. You call superiors, elderly person, mature people, Mr. So Srila Prabhupada may have done it, but it's not the general practice. It's not what's in scripture. It's not what the society was doing in Srila Prabhupada's time, after Srila Prabhupada's time. So why should we adopt something that no other Vaishnav society does? Not Vaishnav, no other society who uses the word Prabhu does. And which isolates ISKCON, makes us look extremely foolish, and I would say impudent, thinking that we're introducing some kind of new cultural norm. And we say Srila Prabhupada did it, and ultimately Srila Prabhupada takes the blame. But we have no lecture purport in the books, no direct instruction from Srila Prabhupada where he says, ladies should be called Prabhu. We have instructions how devotees should be called Prabhu, and generally that referred to males, generally, always referred to males. We know that Prabhupada told us that sannyasi should be called Maharaj, and that spiritual master should be called Divine Grace. So we say Prabhupada did it, but Prabhupada never explicitly gave us any type of such guidance and instruction. Anyway, so therefore, I will not allow devotees to introduce that practice, at least in my zone, and I will continue to respect and worship all ladies as I do my mother, which I think is the most reverential title that one can address a lady, a spiritual personality, a Vaishnavi, a senior sadhaka, or even a perfected personality. As Srila Prabhupada refers in his talk on the Hare Krishna mantra as Mother Hara, so Mother Radha, Mother Durga, Mother Janava. If these personalities were being slighted by being called Mother, I'm sure that Srila Prabhupada would have made explicit statement that no, this is not respectful enough, you should just call them all Prabhu. So I very much like, and I'm convinced that this mother title is what is appropriate, and I really don't want to put devotees in a position in the public eye, in the Vaishnava eye, for those who speak Sanskrit and understand what the word Prabhu means, to either call a female a male name, or that to subject ladies in my yatra to being addressed as sir, such and such. Anyway, Hare Krishna. I hope no offenses taken by this, but that is my conviction, unless I'm really given some kind of scriptural and direct instruction from Srila Prabhupada to the contrary.